6:05, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. High school football action on the way for 1600 AM listeners. Paul James taking on his former school, Cedar Rapids, Washington, hosting Linmar tonight at Kingston Stadium. Scott Unash on the call. FM frequencies, you guys are going to get a little NFL action as Week 2 kicks off. It's Cincinnati and Houston. College football on the horizon this weekend. Of course, Iowa hosting North Texas at Kinnick Stadium. Iowa State goes on the road to face Akron. That's a game you can hear right here on KGYM's historic main gym frequency, the Cyclone Radio Network. Iowa State, a favorite over the Zips on the road. A little maction, and here to talk about that and more with us, one of our favorite guests on the program. We don't just say that to everybody, but only about 92% of the guests. It's Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com. Brent, I'm going to ask you this. Is there any hangover still in Ames from the way things played out on Saturday?
I mean, I think there has to be. It's only natural that there is. The coaches have said it's been a really good week of practice, and the guys came back, and you know, while they were sore and tired on Sunday, they've been good all week. But this is why this is an interesting week. It's just hard to recover from that. Obviously, both teams put a lot of effort into Saturday, and it's draining, and there's some bumps and bruises. It's nothing really significant, although we'll see about Kamari Kotmoya. But you couple that, the hard effort, with a weird road trip to Akron, who just does not draw well at all. It's a nice stadium. It's a new stadium, but they only average about 15,000 fans. So you go from Saturday with all that emotion to morning kick in Akron, Ohio. So we'll see how this Iowa State team responds. And I think the hangover is natural, but you got to get over that quickly because this is a game that Iowa State obviously has to win.
You were going to lead me to that. I was going to ask if this was a must-win game, but I just wanted to ask you this. I asked John this earlier in the week, and I want to get your thoughts on it as well. I think a lot of people sat there and said, 365 days later, from 42-3 to what we saw from Iowa State this past Saturday, there's clear improvement. But this is a game that they had and let slip through their fingers. How do you kind of balance those two things after Saturday?
No question, and that's kind of the dichotomy of the situation for Iowa State, is they've grown so much, and it's clear as day, yet it's the same thing we've seen the last 3 years with Iowa State, is they've been on the doorstep before, and we saw it last year. Obviously, we're horrible against Iowa, but Iowa State had Baylor beat. They had Oklahoma State on the road beat, and they lost both those games in very similar fashions to the way they lost to Iowa. And, you know, what is the culprit here? And I think it may just be as simple as the Cyclones have gotten worn down at the end of halves. You've seen that time and time again, and that comes down to a depth thing. I think Iowa State starting 11 on each side is decent, but when you get into those backups, when you get tired, they're just not the same. And Iowa out-executed them in the final 5 minutes of that game and into overtime. I think Iowa State was just tired. So, yeah, there's so much growth. But where the next step for Iowa State is to close those games out. Just got to make one more play, but I think that comes down to finding an extra body or two in the second and the third quarter to save your starter in quarter four.
You mentioned Kamari Kotmoya. It sounds like he's still day-to-day. When do you think we'll have a definitive answer on whether he's going to be able to play this weekend?
I think it'll be a Saturday morning thing, Todd. I mean, it's just it's an elbow thing, and he'll travel, obviously, to Akron, but it's just a pain tolerance deal, and this, if he's ready to go. Obviously, a huge component of that game, and it hasn't really been talked about a ton, but when he exited in the, I think it was late third, early fourth quarter, that's when Iowa really went to work after that. And they attacked Lawrence White, the backup, and White missed about three different tackles on Wadley on that one touchdown that he could have got him down for a 15-yard gain instead of a 50-yard touchdown. So Kamari is very important to this team, but I don't think we'll know for sure until he warms up on Saturday morning there in the Buckeye State.
Now, Brent, I know you're kind of the leader of the David Montgomery hype train, and I'm with you there. He's 14 games into his college career, and you're starting to see those comparisons to the all-time greats that have ever worn an Iowa State uniform. Is it too early for that, or is his talent just that immense?
Yeah, so I think there's two arguments here, Alex. His talent level, in my opinion, is on par with some of the greats. Now, to be an all-time great, you then have to match that talent with that consistency and get the production. So from a talent standpoint, he's a star. You guys saw it on Saturday. He did things that haven't been done in Ames since, you know, Troy Davis, honestly. And even he catches the ball better than Troy did. Now, he's not Troy Davis yet because Troy did it for 2 years over and over and over again. But for David to get to that level, I mean, I think if he stays healthy, if he stays consistent, I think it's just a matter of time. He's super talented, and I think the sky's the limit for him. And he's a reason why Iowa State fans should be excited. And he didn't even have a lot to work with against Iowa. He made a lot of that on his own, and that's what's so exciting. Once this line grows up and they get older and they can move some people, what are those holes like for David Montgomery? Then what can he get out of that? So I'm super excited for him. Maybe the most excited I've been about a skill guy at Iowa State since Seneca, honestly.
I'm glad you brought up the offensive line, because to me, you can't talk about what Montgomery's doing without mentioning the fact that you're seeing clear growth from that group. And the same thing could be said for the defensive line as well. I was really impressed with those guys last Saturday.
Yep, you have seen growth. And I think the O-line pass protection has been fantastic. I mean, Park got hit one time, I think was sacked one time against Iowa, and really not pressured a whole lot. And that's why he had time to throw for 350 yards. I think the run blocking is getting better, and you've seen it with Iowa State. They were awful at the beginning of last year. It got better as the season went on. They were okay against you and I, a little better against Iowa, and I think they're young enough. You'll see continued growth, and they actually used Sean Foster, a freshman, at one of the tackle spots for most of the second half against Iowa. I would anticipate if he doesn't start against Akron, he'll play the majority of snaps in for Meeker there at one of the tackle spots. But they're going to get better and better, and then that D-line, I thought, held their own fantastically against the Hawks. And they're young in some spots there, and they're only going to get better. And, you know, if Iowa State could get a little bit better play from the secondary, which we thought was a strength, I think that defense could be at least okay. Now, in the Big 12, there's going to be points scored. It's going to happen. But I really do think you're starting to see the pieces come together a little bit for Iowa State. It would have been nice to get a win, but this is a team that can be competitive for pretty much every game this year, I think, maybe save Oklahoma.
Brent Bloom joining us, talking a little Cyclone sports in advance of Saturday's game at Akron. What do we know about the Zips?
They were awful in week one, and they played an awful team in week two. That's what we know. I mean, I watched some of the Pine Bluff game, and I haven't seen you and Alex in action, but you might have got some run for Pine Bluff. So that's how bad they were. And they didn't look very good at all against Penn State. I mean, Penn State's up 35-0. And was outgaining them by 350 yards at halftime. So, obviously, Penn State's elite. Iowa State's not to that level. But if Iowa State plays well, this should be a two-touchdown game. If you get caught sleeping and you let Akron have some momentum, they've got some okay guys, some Power 5 transfers that could, you know, cause some problems. But this should be a game. If Iowa State really is at that level where we think they could get to, this should be a comfortable win for Iowa State. But weird things happen in the MAC, and Matt Campbell knows that full well.
Now, I know he had a key drop in overtime, but is it safe to say that Hakeem Butler has arrived as a go-to target in this offense?
100%. And, you know, honestly, if you ask the coaches right now, he's been a little bit more impressive to them in practice than even Alan Lazard has. So that's good news, because you know what Alan can bring, but Hakeem Butler is just, you guys saw it on Saturday. I mean, he's the total package of a modern receiver in college football. Great size, great speed. The hands are the one consistent thing. I mean, if he catches that ball, I don't know if it's a first down, but at least I think that makes that overtime a little more interesting. So the drops, I think, in the entire receiving core have to get better, Lazard included. But yes, you've seen what the coaches have seen in the spring and into the fall. Hakeem Butler has been their most impressive receiver, even more so than Lazard.
Final tune-up before Big 12 play begins. Other than depth, which you can't really do anything about other than work on strength and conditioning, what are some of the things that the team can address before conference play begins?
I mean, I think run blocking a little bit, and I think this is going to be exciting offense to watch come the Big 12 season, because I think that Iowa defense is as good as they'll see and compared to some of the Big 12 defenses. And then the secondary's got to shore up a little bit. The safety play has been a little average, and Cottonmoy is good. He needs to get healthy, and the other safety has been spotty at best. They've used a couple different guys there. Reggie Wilkerson was hurt for the Iowa game. He's a transfer from Georgia, but he wasn't very good in the UNI game either. So we'll see. You know you're going to get some track meets in the Big 12, so that secondary has to shore up. But I'm encouraged. I really am. I know that I wish Iowa State would have won that game, because I think that makes the bowl conversation a little bit more realistic. But I think with the way the Big 12 sets up, obviously, big game Saturday against Akron, but I think the Cyclones have a legit chance to compete with Texas that next Thursday. So I think everything's setting up okay for Iowa State to potentially go bowling, but got to get it done on Saturday.
I was going to ask you about that. 2-1 in the non-conference season. You still are a little bit skeptical about the bowl situation at that point. You think Iowa State needed to go 3-0?
Yeah, I mean, it's close. Now, I did not anticipate Baylor doing what Baylor is doing right now and just completely tanking down.
It's a real shame, isn't it?
Maybe that game's more winnable now. And then, but you also look at Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, and those two teams look elite and playoff worthy to me. So going to be tough to get those. K-State's looked impressive. So the Big 12 is, I think, pretty good on a whole. Now, Baylor's down. Kansas is obviously still Kansas. So there's some opportunities there. I think Tech's better. West Virginia's been about what I thought they'd be. But that game's on the road for Iowa State. So in order to get to six, you still need to win six. I mean, I think that's the most obvious thing anyone's ever said on this program. But you've got to beat somebody there. I think the Big 12 as a whole is still pretty strong.
Oh, you would be surprised about some of the obvious things that get pointed out on this program, Brent. Believe me, Brent Bloom joining us from CycloneFanatic.com.
Brent, the backup running back position was one I wanted to ask you about. Mike Warren, 4 carries, 15 yards. Matt Campbell said during the week that they need to get Johnny Lang more involved. Do you think we're going to see the true freshman cut into Mike Warren's carries?
Maybe a little bit, but I think more than anything with Lang is they're saying Warren's going to be the kick returner. Do not be surprised if it's Lang be the starting kick returner in Akron on Saturday. They like Mike back there, but he just hasn't shown the dynamic ability to break one that they've really missed since Kane Nwangu went down with the Achilles, and Nwangu unlikely to be back this year. But they think Lang's more of a big play threat from the kick return game. He's young, though, a true freshman, maybe waiting to shield him from some of that until he gets later in his career. But I would not be surprised if you see the freshman Johnny Lang there in the kick return game. And then, obviously, he'll get some reps at the running back spot, especially if that becomes a 2 or 3 touchdown game as well.
Let's wrap up with a little basketball talk. Certainly big news for Steve Prohm. They landed another big recruit this week.
Absolutely, yeah. Big news. Zion Griffin, a kid out of, I think, Illinois. Lefty, 6'6", kind of a guard-forward combo. Cyclone fans think about, you know, Deontay Burton type, you know, big guard, pretty physical, a lot of athleticism. And he just blew up this summer, was really lightly recruited in the spring period. I would say it was one of his first Power 5 offers. And he exploded during AAU time this summer. He got all the big offers, including a Kansas offer. So that relationship that Steve Prohm had built paid off in the end. He grew into he's now a top 60 national kid. So they're really pumped up to get him. Talked to somebody who saw him scrimmage last weekend in Ames and said he's the real deal. So he'll come in and be an impact guy. And this could shape up. I mean, he's the first one to pop in 2018, but they got a couple guys that are pretty confident they may get here in the next couple of weeks. And Steve Prohm proving that he can recruit. And that's not just lip service. He's a very good recruiter, and he's going to seal the deal again in 2018.
Breakfast was good on Saturday, but I've got my fingers crossed for 2019 in an afternoon kickoff at Jack Trice Stadium. I missed my taco bar. Brent, we appreciate that. Go ahead.
I'll send you a picture whenever we get the tacos, and I'll be thinking of you.
Oh, you're going to make me jealous. Brent Bloom, CycloneFanatic.com, a pleasure as always.
All right, thanks, fellas. Be good.
And we'll have the Cyclone Radio Network presentation of Iowa State Akron on 1600 AM this weekend for you to hear, courtesy of Lisa Nolan Real Estate. And you can learn more about her services by visiting our website, KGYMradio.com. From Iowa State to Iowa, the poll question today at KGYMradio.com: will the heat play a factor in Saturday's game for the Hawkeyes with North Texas? Yes or no? Forecast expected to be in the lower to mid-90s, and a 2:30 kickoff right at the peak of that heat Saturday. Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot. Just between you and me, they have air conditioning there at Emil's Hideaway. So if you didn't want to go to Kinnick Stadium and sit out in the heat, go to Emil's Hideaway and watch the game in the AC, right? Isn't that how that works? 6:20, 40 minutes to go tonight. We will end strong, taking you up to high school and NFL football action right here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today and check out store-wide savings, plus earn double points on over 250 items. It's our way of saying thank you. If you're not already a member, sign up today during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month. It's fast, easy, and free. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Dad, in a recent survey, Cleveland Clinic found that about two-thirds of men wish their dads had talked to them more about their health.
Do you want to hear about my health, son?
Actually, yes. If you have a health concern, Cleveland Clinic reminds all men to mention it to their doctor.
Even embarrassing below-the-belt issues.
Doctors have heard it all before, especially Cleveland Clinic. They're ranked number one in urology in the nation, and they've got answers to 10 questions most men are afraid to ask at clevelandclinic.org/mention it.
Napa know-how.
When you purchase a set of Napa brake pads and rotors, you get a discount code from Fanatics.com worth up to $50 towards your favorite sports gear. While Napa can't help your team reach the promised land, we can help make sure your car will, because these brakes come with something no sports team does: guaranteed performance. Great brakes, great price, great fan gear. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Offer expires September 30th, 2017.
Guys, hurry into JCPenney for the men's wardrobe sale. Rush in today and save 50% on select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and more, including big and tall, with extended sizes up to 5XL and 54 waist in-store and 60 waist at jcp.com. That's right, guys. JCPenney has you covered head to toe. Plus, stack on the savings and get your coupon on the JCPenney app to save an extra $10. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 9/14 to 9/17. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Shifting gears is what it takes sometimes to move forward. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is looking for some special people like you who view life a bit differently. You're intrigued by the thought of working all night when the rest of the world isn't. You like the freedom and the pay night work offers, plus overtime. Shifting gears with PMX Overnight offers stellar health benefits with medical, dental, and vision, coupled with rock-solid retirement benefits. Working the overnight shift at PMX isn't for everyone, but shifting gears may be perfect for you. Learn more at ipmx.com.
6:23, welcome back in a September 14th edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, and minor league baseball season winding down. The Cedar Rapids Colonels eliminated from the Midwest League playoffs earlier this week. Game one of the championship series played last night in Fort Wayne, but Cedar Rapids native Mitch Keller in action today. He's got the ball for Altoona in the AA Eastern League playoffs. They're trailing the Trenton Thunder right now 2-0 in the fifth inning, but Keller has retired 10 straight batters. He's got 6 strikeouts tonight. He remains the number one pitching prospect in the Pirates organization and one of 2 Cedar Rapidians in the top 35 prospects in all of Major League Baseball, including A.J. Puck, who was drafted 6th overall by Oakland last year and had an impressive year rising from the California League to AA and the Texas League. So we'll keep an eye on what Mitch Keller's doing in AA with Altoona in the postseason. Cubs are in action tonight. They look to finish off a sweep of the hapless New York Mets at Wrigley Field last night. Not exactly sharp, and then the runs started coming in bunches. Of course, the Brewers and the Cardinals both keeping pace on the Cubs' heels. Brewers are off tonight before beginning a road series at Miller Park tomorrow against the Marlins. If you haven't heard, Major League Baseball moved that series from Miami because of the after effects of Hurricane Irma, so it will be now essentially a home series, even though the Brewers will be the away team. Cardinals had very little problems with Cincinnati earlier today at Busch Stadium. They beat Cincinnati 5-2, so both the Cardinals and the Brewers right now 2.5 games behind the Cubs entering tonight's game at Wrigley Field, and the Cubs will be looking to, as we said, put another half game between both teams. 6:25, let's send it over to Kyle. He's got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for your banking needs.
Kirk Ferentz took all the speculation out of Iowa's offensive line situation, at least as it pertains to true freshman Tristan Wirfs. He hinted at it earlier this week, but confirmed on his radio show late yesterday that Wirfs' redshirt will be coming off, and Iowa fans can count on seeing him this Saturday against North Texas. Former Hawkeye guard Peter Jok signed a training camp deal with the Phoenix Suns today, a partially guaranteed arrangement that will give Jok an opportunity to make the roster in camp or possibly land on their G League team. Jok played with the Pelicans in the Summer League and apparently chose Phoenix over similar offers from three other teams. The Iowa baseball team is coming off one of its better years in recent memory, and the experts at D1Baseball.com have taken notice of head coach Rick Heller's impact on the program. They ranked the Hawkeyes as the number 61 program in the nation, up from 87th two seasons ago. After one round at the BMW Championship, Zach Johnson's currently sitting at 4 under par, 5 strokes behind leader Mark Leishman. We had the gym class tailgating at Cedar Rapids, Washington earlier this afternoon, and after our show, you can hear the collision between the Warriors and the Linmar Lions. Scott Unash will have the call for that one on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, and on our north and south gyms, we'll have the Thursday night football game between the Texans and Bengals. That's on 106.3 FM, the south gym, and 107.5 FM, the north gym.
It just dawned on me, that's why I didn't see those guys leave the studio earlier today. Normally, I sit in the office, and I know it's, oh, crap, I got to run down the hall and do a radio show when I see Scott and Mark walk by, and I didn't see them, and it was like 4:02, and I thought, well, I'll make my way into the studio today, and I walked in, and they were already gone. It's because they weren't here. What does that say if I didn't realize they weren't here?
It says that the radio got taken out of the sports office. That's what it says.
Well, yeah, we didn't get a chance to listen in on the program either. Tomorrow, they'll be back on the air. Scott and Mark have one more Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away. And speaking of giving away things, we've got that $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. We're going to give it to you right now. Caller number 6 2 3 1 9 3 6 6 1600. You're going to take home that gift card. You can use it at any of their three locations. There's the one in Marion. There's the one in downtown Cedar Rapids right across from the U.S. Cellular Center. And there's the newest location at the Fountains off Edgewood. La Cantina, let them take care of all your tailgating needs this football season. Now, La Cantina's location in downtown Cedar Rapids, not only is it close to the U.S. Cellular Center, but it's a couple blocks away from the Paramount Theater as well. They're hosting a big concert tonight. Get the Lead Out, the American version of Led Zeppelin. Our friends from across the hall at Rob FM are there. Rick Swan and David Schulte, I believe, are both there tonight. And looking forward to hearing about how great that show was. Unfortunately, I've got prior engagements and can't make it tonight. You know, if you've listened to the show in the past here, you know how much I love going to events at the Paramount Theater. It's an absolutely awesome venue. If you're looking for something to do tonight, tickets are still available. You can buy them right there at the Paramount Theater box office and enjoy Get the Lead Out, America's version of Led Zeppelin. You can learn more by visiting our website, kgymradio.com. We'll find out. No, we already know. Wow. Quick on the draw on the other side of the glass. Look at that. Adam from Williamsburg, the winner of the $50 gift certificate to La Cantina. Enjoy some delicious Mexican food and maybe an ice-cold margarita or two on us. We'll have one more of those $30 gift cards to give away tomorrow. 6:29, we'll step aside, take a quick break. We'll come back and finish up strong the final 25 minutes of the show on the way after this.
This week, tune in to the Paul Feinbaum Show as I discuss
the delicious taste of ice cold Dr. Pepper.
Larry Culpepper? Hey, I'm in the middle of a promo.
Sorry, Finey. The fans are craving so much Dr. Pepper, I thought I'd borrow some of your airtime.
Security!
Hey, look, whether you're watching college football or calling into some guy's radio show, Dr. Pepper makes college football that much sweeter. So grab some of your local store today.
Can I have one of yours?
Hey, we got a caller. You're on the Larry Culpepper Show with your host, Larry Culpepper.
That's it.
That's Dr. Pepper, the one fans crave. Available at Walmart.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Napa know-how.
When you purchase a set of Napa brake pads and rotors, you get a discount code from Fanatics.com worth up to $50 towards your favorite sports gear. While Napa can't help your team reach the promised land, we can help make sure your car will, because these brakes come with something no sports team does: guaranteed performance. Great brakes, great price, great fan gear. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Offer expires September 30th, 2017.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Here's Pete, Tony, and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich deal.
The other day, Pete and I go to Burger King for my croissant sandwich. You know, they're just 2 for $4.
Oh, it's my favorite. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I got 2 croissant sandwich, and I get one of this guy.
I'm like, who are you?
I'm the guy that just paid for your breakfast.
That's my favorite guy.
You guys, the croissant sandwich deal is 2 for $4, made with 100% butter for a soft and flaky croissant. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for $4 only at Burger King. Price and participation vary.
6:31, welcome back. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer Kyle Mann here on all three KGYM frequencies, 106.3 in Iowa City, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM, which can be heard all across eastern Iowa. You can also download the free KGYM app if you go to the Google Play or iTunes store. Just search for KGYM and put it right there on your phone, and then you'll have us in your pocket. Nice and warm like the gummy bears that Principal Rooney was offered at the end of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. You've been trying to get me to buy in or watch this show Last Chance U, right?
Yes.
Did you see the story about
the
two players who have been charged with murder?
Yes, I have.
Is it safe to say that Last Chance U probably didn't work out for them?
I don't know. It got them another scholarship offer, and then they lost it, and they went and allegedly stabbed somebody. And it was Elijah Wright, who was heavily featured on season 2 as one of the main characters.
Isaiah Wright. The CBS has the story. Isaiah Wright, one of the stars of the Netflix series Last Chance U, and his brother, Kameon Patrick,
who played at Indiana.
Yes, was a wide receiver at IU last year, both arrested on Wednesday, and they've been charged with the murder of an 18-year-old Tennessee teen. Both brothers attended East Mississippi Community College, and Patrick earned a spot on Indiana's roster, appearing in 10 games last season, received a medical hardship before the season, but a school spokesperson confirmed to the Indianapolis Star this morning that he has been suspended from the team. So, go figure. Gets suspended from the team and then allegedly plays a role in a murder. What's the genesis behind this again? Last Chance U. It's on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, and it follows one of the top junior college football programs around for a year, or actually 2 seasons. East Mississippi Community College. They're coached by a guy named Buddy Stevens, who is just as unlikable as a character as possible. There's a lady in there who's the academic advisor by the name of Brittany Wagner, who is probably the most likable character throughout 2 seasons. And from season 1 to season 2, the main characters, as far as the players who they follow around, change. And Isaiah Wright was actually there for both seasons, and he was the backup running back to a guy named DJ Law in season 1, and then he was the starting running back in season 2. So he got a lot of airtime, and he was always clashing with the head coach, and he had a really injury riddled season last year. I think he had an early offer from Auburn, and it got pulled after he suffered an ankle injury that really held him out most of the season. And he went to West Georgia, a D2 school, and didn't make it out of training camp, and then this. So really a big time and sad fall for Isaiah Wright.
Certainly interesting. I want to go back to our conversation that we had with Brett Vito of the Denton Record Chronicle, the beat writer for North Texas. He doesn't think that the heat is going to be a factor on Saturday at Kinnick Stadium for this team. They've practiced outside in North Texas in August. They don't have an indoor practice facility. Do you foresee the heat being an issue with the Hawkeyes this weekend? It's our Emil's Hideaway poll question. You can vote now, KGYMRadio.com. Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Is this going to be the biggest obstacle the Hawkeyes face this weekend? Not anything North Texas throws at them, but what Mother Nature may be throwing at them.
I don't know how much it's going to affect the game as far as the score, but you're going to see some guys cramping. I think we've gotten we've been given some really good weather here in eastern Iowa throughout the summer. So much of training camp or much of fall camp for Iowa was spent in 70 to 75 degree weather. And early on in the season, it's a battle regardless of weather during the training camp. It's a battle to try to get back into football shape after a long layoff. And they've played two games already where their starters had to play the entire game in game two and most of game one. So I think it will be a battle for Iowa with itself. There's going to be some cramping. They got to stay hydrated. And you'll see a lot of the depth use, especially defensively, to try to keep fresh bodies in the game, in the heat. I think it will play a little bit, at least a little bit of a factor, especially for Iowa. And I agree with Brett Vito. I think that the Dallas kids, the North Texas kids, just the Texas kids in general are used to that kind of heat.
I like this because I don't normally get to do this with you on Friday, and we don't get to talk about Iowa and whoever the Hawkeyes are playing because you're off doing high school football. That'll be the same case again tomorrow, the big hour, the 6 o'clock hour, brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement during the Coach's Corner stop and the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will be with us. I understand that Scott Chandler has a conflict tomorrow, and Rob is working on getting a former Hawkeye to fill in for him. I'm not sure whether it'll be Mitch King or somebody else, but join us tomorrow. During the 6 o'clock hour, we'll get you ready for Iowa and North Texas. In the meantime, since Alex doesn't normally get to talk about the weekend's matchup in depth, I want to have this conversation with you right now. The air raid offense, a lot has been made about Seth Luttrell, and he's got familiarity with the Hawkeyes. He spent some time at Indiana coaching under Kevin Wilson. The quarterback threw the ball all over the place last week in that loss to SMU. How does Iowa go about planning for that type of attack, something that they're not used to seeing necessarily day in and day out in their normal everyday preparations for life in the Big Ten?
They have to be more sure tacklers than they were last week. And I think that North Texas has some talented receivers, but they don't have the size that Iowa State did. I think that really gave the Hawkeyes some trouble last week. The size of Hakeem Butler, the size of Alan Lazard, and then the elusiveness and power, for that matter, of David Montgomery running the football. So if North Texas is going to want to find the matchups like Iowa State did last week, how many times do we see Josie Jewell having to cover a wide receiver or a running back coming out of the backfield, and that led to some big plays, and Jacob Park was able to find those mismatches and exploit them for most of the game. Iowa, these are the type of offenses that really give them trouble, that spread it out and have some speed, and a quarterback that can distribute the ball to those guys on the outside. There's clearly not the talent level that Iowa State has or the size, but it will be at least a... If it's not a test, it'll be a quiz for the Iowa defense, who will have to chase these little guys around the field in the heat. And I look to see if some other guys, especially defensive backs, get in the game early on, because I do, like I said, the heat will play a factor, and it will, this North Texas team will give Iowa's defense a little bit of trouble.
Are there any Hawkeye fans out there right now that are legitimately concerned about North Texas this weekend? 366-1600. This team, I think, is going to give Iowa a fight tooth and nail. I just don't know whether it's going to be for one quarter or whether it's going to be for four quarters. But this is going to be a better North Texas team than the one we saw in 2015. That team, which Dan McCarney was coaching still at the time, was two shades darker than awful. And that was a bad football team.
I think 2 weeks after they came to Iowa City that season, they played a game at home against FCS Portland State.
Portland State.
And gave exactly, up over 60 points.
That's exactly who it was.
They gave up over 60 points and got blown out by Portland State at home, and that was the end of the Dan McCarney era in Denton, Texas. And they completely bring in a staff of 180 degrees a different direction than Dan McCarney. The old school, Dan McCarney, the old school pro-style offense. They bring in Seth Luttrell, the young guy with his high-powered offense and his big-name offensive coordinator, not necessarily as a coach yet, but as a player in Graham Harrell, fresh off of his NFL career. And they just wanted to bring some youthful energy into that program because nothing seems to work in Denton, Texas. For whatever reasons, you see a lot of peaks and valleys with that program. They go 9-4 under Dan McCarney, then they're 3-9 the next year. So, as Kirk said earlier in the week, I completely agree with him. The notes that he had on that football team 2 years ago, I don't think apply at all to this team this year. And I wanted to ask, I asked Brett Vito, or you asked him, Todd, what are the main differences between Dan McCarney and Seth Luttrell? And I think probably an even better question, what aren't the differences? It's completely different. And I still think that defense is very suspect, and the Hawkeyes should be able to run and throw the ball against them. And that's why I think that I will win this game and come close to covering the spread. Did I just give away my pick six prediction for tomorrow?
You may have. Taking a look at the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, people circling back, they still have not given up on Iowa and Nebraska and the Black Friday storyline, which is dead in the water, at least as far as it pertains to Iowa. Now, I think it would be really funny if the Big Ten moved Iowa and Wisconsin to Black Friday and basically gave Nebraska the middle finger, but that's not going to be the case. 3537 wants to know whether it will still be called the Heroes game.
Yes,
because that's contrived marketing by Iowa and Nebraska, and they got a corporate sponsor involved in it, and they contrived a trophy and a whole cockamamie story behind trying to get... Basically, they tried very hard. They put a lot of money, a lot of time, and a lot of effort into selling this rivalry to fans of both schools. And then the Big Ten basically said, we're pulling the plug on this. I almost feel bad about this because Iowa and Nebraska felt like this was a shotgun marriage, that the Big Ten pushed them together. You're going to be the Black Friday opponent for Nebraska. They've done this every year since 1990. So here you are. You two make the best of this. And so Iowa and Nebraska said, okay, what do we do now? Well, we got to have a trophy because it's the Big Ten, and every game in the Big Ten, it seems like, has a trophy, at least among quote-unquote rivals. So they create this whole Heroes game thing. They put a ton of energy into it. They're trying to brand it and sell it to both fan bases. And that's not going away, but it loses, I think, a lot of its luster. Not that it had a ton to begin with when it's the 10th game of the season in the middle of October as opposed to the, I should say, in early November as opposed to late in the season, the final game of the year, which I would much rather see Iowa and Wisconsin the final week of the season as opposed to Iowa and Nebraska. I just think Iowa and Wisconsin is the much better rivalry. And give me that end of the season. Both teams should be year in and year out in the mix in the Big Ten West. And I think you've got a better chance of Iowa and Wisconsin giving the Big Ten the result that it's looking for than you did with Iowa and Nebraska. They were hoping that both of those teams would be in the hunt every year and that was going to be an epic clash, and we never really got that. One team was usually better than the other one, and the other team had to play spoiler, but they didn't necessarily launch themselves to Indianapolis. And I think with this now, the Big Ten did leave the door open that this could be a short-term shuffling, and that maybe in 2022 and beyond, maybe you see things change again. Maybe Iowa is playing Minnesota the last week of the season for Floyd of Rosedale. Maybe they go back to playing Nebraska, but not necessarily on Black Friday. But I think what you've seen the Big Ten do this weekend is signal that nothing is sacred with its schedule. That includes, as we saw, they tested the waters this year with Indiana and Ohio State on a Thursday in August, week one. And 2020 and 2021, we're going to see early Big Ten games in September. Nothing is sacred when it comes to the schedule. This is all done for TV.
Except for one, right? There's one game
except
that's sacred.
Except for one, which the Big Ten will never do anything to tarnish, and it's the one game that is Big Ten football, and that's Ohio State and Michigan. It's always going to be the game. It's always going to be the last week of the season, and it's always going to be the marquee event that day. Those two teams could be 6-6, and Iowa and Wisconsin could be undefeated playing for a trip to Pasadena, and the Big Ten would put the emphasis on the two 6-6 teams, just because for many, many years, that was Big Ten football. It was Ohio State, Michigan, the Big Two, and the Little Eight, and nothing else. And it's still marketable. It's Urban Meyer. It's Jim Harbaugh. It's marquee. It's elite, to borrow a phrase from P.J. Fleck, who can only hope that his Gopher program gets to that point someday. But outside of Ohio State and Michigan, and remember, that was the whole genesis behind Legends and Leaders, was one's a legend, one's a leader, and they're going to meet every year. It wasn't anything else. And then the Big Ten, okay, now that we've got Ohio State and Michigan figured out, let's try to come up with a way where we squeeze all these other teams in, and it sort of makes sense, and I'm so glad that they abandoned that. But Now that those two are in the East and they're playing every year for divisional supremacy, you're not going to see the Big Ten go anywhere near that. Everybody else, you're fair game. And whether Nebraska likes it or not, they still only joined the conference 6 years ago. And they have very little cachet when it comes to Jim Delaney and trying to get what they want. And let's not forget, this was their own doing. We found that out yesterday.
This Nebraska, was Sean Eichhorst's own doing.
Nebraska wanted out of Black Friday, and the fan base revolted. And you can sit at home, and this is a lesson here, not just for the sports world, but for anything. For all of the people out there that complain and moan about people protesting and arguing, and it doesn't do any good, I think this shows that in situations, it always depends on the situation, that action is better than inaction. If Nebraska fans didn't hit their keyboards, or if they didn't pick up their phones, or they didn't email the athletic director, you're not hearing them walk back their statements today. But enough people got upset, and enough people did something. There was a big enough call to action that Eichhorst had to come out and say, look, there's a misunderstanding here. We're going to do everything we can to get the Big Ten back on board, and Black Friday games could still be a thing of the future. We're not ruling them out. That's based solely on the fact that enough people cared about something and made their voices heard that they changed the narrative of the athletic director, who didn't want Black Friday football games to be a thing. So for all of you folks out there who say you're wasting your time by protesting this or protesting that, it's proof positive that saying something is better than saying nothing if you feel strongly about something. Right?
Absolutely.
Those Nebraska fans are trying their damnedest to bring back Black Friday games, and they fought loud enough and hard enough in the first 48 hours that he had to walk his statement back and basically say, what I said 2 days ago is, yeah, no, I didn't mean it. You misconstrued. Something got lost along the way in translation from Lincoln to the Big Ten office. No, 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 we want Black Friday games. Enough people complained about it that now they have to do something. 6:50, Kyle's going to join us for your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night. High school football, a huge showdown at Kingston Stadium on the way tonight between Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Linmar. We'll have it for you on 1600 AM. Thursday night football kicks off week two of the NFL season. Remember, set those fantasy football lineups before you forget them. More of the show on the way after this. We'll finish strong. Stick with us.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop in today and check out store-wide savings, plus earn double points on over 250 items. It's our way of saying thank you. If you're not already a member, sign up today during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month. It's fast, easy, and free. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Dad, in a recent survey, Cleveland Clinic found that about two-thirds of men wish their dads had talked to them more about their health.
Do you want to hear about my health, son?
Actually, yes. If you have a health concern, Cleveland Clinic reminds all men to mention it to their doctor.
Even embarrassing below-the-belt issues.
Doctors have heard it all before, especially Cleveland Clinic. They're ranked number one in urology in the nation, and they've got answers to 10 questions most men are afraid to ask at clevelandclinic.org/mention it.
Napa Know How.
When you purchase a set of Napa brake pads and rotors, you get a discount code from Fanatics.com worth up to $50 towards your favorite sports gear. While Napa can't help your team reach the promised land, we can help make sure your car will, because these brakes come with something no sports team does: guaranteed performance. Great brakes, great price, great fan gear. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
Offer expires September 30th, 2017.
Guys, hurry into JCPenney for the men's wardrobe sale. Rush in today and save 50% on select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and more, including big and tall, with extended sizes up to 5XL and 54 waist in-store and 60 waist at JCP.com. That's right, guys. JCPenney has you covered head to toe. Plus, stack on the savings and get your coupon on the JCPenney app to save an extra $10. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 9/14 to 9/17. Some exclusions apply. See store or JCP.com for details.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right. Mediacom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free one-year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call Mediacom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualify new Mediacom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
Cedar Rapids Iowa City HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Welcome back in. A Thursday edition of the show coming to a close. That'll take you up to tomorrow, which is Friday. We come to you from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. It's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. Alex and I will get things started off. And then at 5:30, we'll switch out. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com steps in, and that is all in front of the big hour brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, the 6 o'clock hour on Fridays featuring plenty of Hawkeye talk. Tomorrow we'll be breaking down Iowa's home game Saturday afternoon with North Texas and taking you around the rest of the Big Ten. There is one Big Ten game tomorrow. Illinois is on the road at South Florida. That is a 7 o'clock kickoff, I believe, on ESPN. Illinois not favored in that contest. Everybody else plays on Saturday, with the exception this week of Maryland, Michigan State, and Indiana, which was scheduled to host Florida International. That game has been canceled due to Hurricane Irma, even though it was to be played in Bloomington. They've rescheduled it for 2024. The Hoosiers will now play Charleston Southern on October 7th. That was supposed to be Indiana's bye week. 6:55, let's kick it over to Kyle Mann. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Kirk Ferentz took all the speculation out of Iowa's offensive line situation, at least as it pertains to true freshman Tristan Wirfs. He hinted at it earlier this week, but confirmed on his radio show late yesterday that Wirfs' redshirt will be coming off, and Iowa fans can count on seeing him this Saturday against North Texas. Former Hawkeye guard Peter Jok signed a training camp deal with the Phoenix Suns today, a partially guaranteed arrangement that will give Jok an opportunity to make the roster and camp, or possibly land on their G League team. Jok played with the Pelicans in the Summer League and apparently chose Phoenix over similar offers from three other teams. The Iowa baseball team is coming off one of its better years in recent memory, and the experts at D1Baseball.com have taken notice of head coach Rick Heller's impact on the program. They ranked the Hawkeyes as the 61st program in the nation, up from 87th two seasons ago. After one round at the BMW Championship, Zach Johnson's currently sitting at 4 under par, 5 strokes behind leader Mark Leishman. We had the gym class tailgating at Cedar Rapids, Washington earlier this afternoon, and after our show, you can hear the collision between the Warriors and the Linmar Lions. Scott Unash will have the call for that one on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, and on our north and south gyms, we'll have Thursday night football between the Texans and Bengals. That's on 106.3 FM, the south gym, and 107.5 FM, the north gym.
Cedar Rapids lost a good one today in Lanny Peterson. I haven't mentioned this until the end of the program, but I do want to pass along my condolences to his friends and family. Lanny headed up the housing program for the Cedar Rapids Colonels for a number of years. He was in hospice care the last couple days and passed away today. And really a great guy and a tremendous loss and a very, very sad day for a lot of people involved in the Cedar Rapids baseball community as well as the officiating community in Cedar Rapids, an umpire for a number of years. Join us tomorrow at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Lanny, I'll have one for you tomorrow.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right. Mediacom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free 1 year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call Mediacom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.